This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. In the front row with Betsy Ross, you'll get a preview of two upcoming events, the Hyde Park Blast and the TQL Urban Race.
The Hyde Park Blast, you might remember, started as part of that neighborhood's 4th of July celebration, and now it has turned into kind of its own celebration in and of itself for an entire day. It's much more than the 4-mile run and walk. There's kids' events, bike events, music, you name it. It has become really a celebration of summer and of the Hyde Park neighborhood. Cheryl Koopman is the planner behind all of this, and she joins us on the front row. Cheryl, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Betsy. It's good to talk to you.
It has really become, an all-day event for families, not just runners and walkers or bikers even, but it's really become a family celebration. When this all started, could you see that this was going to evolve into this kind of an event?
The first year of the blast, we were really kind of blown away. We had 1,200 people show up. We only planned it for 90 days in advance, and it just sort of took off. And so from there, we just said, gosh, the people want to come to Hyde Park, and it looks like families and all different age groups are coming, so let's try to figure out different events to keep people in the square. So just over the years, we've kind of tweaked it and based on recommendations and suggestions from other people, and here we are.
And why do you think that the other elements, if you will, kind of flow into this? I would not necessarily think of a 4-mile race and then adding the bikes. What did you hear from people who participated that, you know, they really wanted this bike component to be into it as well?
Well, it's just different people in the area have different hobbies and sports that they, you know, get into. And I feel like the Hyde Park area has always been kind of a runner's community and also a cycling community. And so we had people the first year that rode bikes as instead of having the lead vehicle for the run, they rode bikes at the beginning. And so they kind of told us, hey, this would be cool. And there we go.
So you added it. So, well, tell us about the schedule of events. As I say, it's really a full day of activity. So tell us about what's going to be going on here next weekend.
Sure. The run starts early this year. That's an important piece of it. We're starting at 7:30 a.m. this year instead of 8, hopefully to kind of keep people cooled off and not have to worry about the heat. And then at 10 o'clock, the kids' races start. At 12 o'clock, the bike race starts. And then at 1 o'clock, Hot Stuff performs and the block party starts. So we're kind of filling the entire day this year instead of taking a break during the afternoon. So we'll have activities and stuff going on in the square all day long.
And especially for the kids' events, I think that the more families you can get involved in something like this, the better. And if there's a kid event, families are going to come.
Yeah, and for us, too, it's important to kind of keep the health and wellness aspect out there. You know, our vision has always been to provide an event that's fun, but also, you know, good for you. So we think it's important to get the kids involved at a young age. Childhood obesity is a huge thing. So we want to, you know, get the idea of running and cycling and all those events in their minds at a young age.
That's a really good point about getting kids involved. And the one thing I think that you have always been kind of true to the mission is really giving back with the event. There's always been a charity component as well. So talk a little bit about that and who's going to benefit this year.
Sure. The Cure Starts Now is our main charity. They are a cancer charity looking for what they call the home run cure. They believe that when they find the cure for cancer, it will cure all cancers. So they're our main beneficiary, and then in addition to them is the Sheminsky Foundation. And the Sheminsky Foundation has been a huge part of our event over the years. They started as just a volunteer group who mans all of the beer booths. But now they're, you know, a big part of what we do, and they are collecting tips the night of the event. So make sure you tip your bartenders very well because they get the proceeds from that.
Now, that's a good point. And the growth of this event, as we said, you've kind of like, Ed, I was there that first year, and I just remember it was very warm for very early in the morning, that first run. But do you see it growing anymore? Do you see adding more events as you go on? What do you see as the vision of this event?
Yeah, So we've got a couple different things kind of on the plate right now. What we really want to focus on is making the event flow smoothly, and so that we have events all day long, so that we keep people in the square and people are in front of the businesses and, you know, enjoy the neighborhood. We have some limitations as far as growth is concerned just because of the footprint of the event. So at a certain point, you know, we can grow a little bit and kind of change the location of different, you know, the stage or whatever. But at a certain point, we will hit our max just because of how, you know, where we're located.
Well, it's a fun day and it's a fun event. It's Saturday, June 29th, and the 4 mile run walk starts at 7:30, and events go all through the day, bike races, the block party, a lot of music, the elite run. It is a full day of activities, and it's a great way to celebrate Hyde Park and celebrate summer at the Hyde Park Blast, Saturday, June 29th. If you want more information on it, just go to WVXU.org, and we will have a link to all the events. Cheryl Koopman, thanks for being with us in the Front Row.
Thanks, Betsy.
And while the more traditional road races are always going to be very popular, maybe it's not enough for you to do a half marathon or a marathon or even a triathlon. Maybe you want to try something else. Maybe you want to do a 5K that has all kinds of obstacles in between, like mud and barbed wire. Some have electrical shocks in the middle. It's all about this fitness craze called adventure racing or obstacle racing. And one new obstacle race that's going to be coming up this fall is the TQL Urban Race, and it kind of is what it says it is. It's going to be an urban race right downtown Cincinnati, and it is going to be a challenge. With us to talk about that is Joe Wehage from TQL, the sponsor of it. Joe, thanks so much for being with us in the Front Row.
Pleasure to be here, Betsy.
Now, how exciting is this? This is kind of following this trend now that we see 20-somethings really want to push themselves. But this is going to be something that you're going to set up downtown, and it's really going to use maybe some of the things that we would see every day in a downtown setting. Tell us a little bit about how the urban race is going to be set up.
Well, the urban race will be set up, like you said, in downtown Cincinnati. It's the first urban obstacle race we've seen in downtown Cincinnati. And thanks to our friends at the Flying Pig, they're helping us orchestrate this and put it all together because they're so spectacular at what they do. And it's going to begin and end in the new Washington Park right there at Music Hall. So it's a spectacular beginning and a spectacular end where we'll have a post-party. The obstacle race will proceed down there through town. It'll go around the stadium. It'll be approximately a 5K, and we'll have 12 or 13 colorful obstacles that, yeah, like you said, you will be used to seeing in an urban setting. Again, TQL is, you know, obviously in the transportation logistics industry, so there'll be things mimicking urban settings in our industry as well. You're likely to see a number of orange barrels, tractor trailers. You'll be climbing over some colorful things. It will be a lot of fun. We'll be revealing all the obstacles as we move forward throughout the summer.
And as I said, this is kind of really the trend that 20-somethings, 30-somethings, even 40-somethings really want to kind of challenge themselves. It all started maybe with the Eco Challenge that we saw on television, and now it's gone from having teams work together to really individuals racing, and it's been really a growth industry. When you all were sitting around trying to think of something that you wanted to do, did you really look at an obstacle course or a challenge race as being something that you thought really was going to take off here?
Yes, we absolutely did, and for a number of the reasons you touched on there. You know, we have our industry here and our employee base. This is our Cincinnati is our headquarters here, and we have a lot of very young professionals who want to give back. We have a program here called TQL Cares, and this is our hometown, and we wanted to really give back to the community in a way, though, that could engage our employees and engage the kind of energy and the culture and the passion that we have here. We have some really fun, competitive folks. They like to have a lot of fun. They're very energetic, and they like to do something different. And so to engage our employees, to reach out to the city to remind them who we are and what our culture is like, it was a good way, and it was just a brilliant way to give back to the city. So, yeah, these folks, they want to come out and they want to compete. But like you said, this race will touch on both components of that issue. We have a cash purse available for those that finish the race, top male, top female, top team competitors. But like you said, this is also an obstacle run where folks can enjoy the teamwork. And it's not so much about finishing first for a good portion of this audience. It's about having a really good time, helping people over it, have some good laughs along the way, and then obviously, you know, having a spectacular time at the post-race party where they'll have a lot of conversation to be had.
That's true. And you did touch on a good point. This does help a couple of really great charities, nonprofits here in our area, Marvin Lewis Community Fund and the Reds Community Fund. So there will be a couple of really great organizations that will benefit from this. It is the TQL Urban Race, and it's coming up October 12th. And, of course, if you want more information, registration is open. We will have a link to that. Just go to WVXU.org, and we'll have a link to that page and all the information you want. It should be fun. As you said, you're going to be unveiling some of the obstacles. But here's a hint. You might want to make sure that you're climbing muscles are in good shape when you get ready to this.
That's a good hint.
Joe Weh, thanks so much for being with us on the Front Row.
It was a pleasure. Thanks again.